Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Kramer. Today, let's talk about juicing. It is not some new kind of health craze. Juicing is a fantastic on-the-go healthy food option that anybody can fit into their lifestyle. And it tastes good. Pure Raw Juice has the information, the know-how, and of course, the countless delicious alternatives to fast food. They've even got a full line of cold coffee brews. Now, 10 locations all throughout Baltimore let Pure Raw Juice inspire you to take the first steps to healthy eating habits. Or even try a juice cleanse. See the full Pure Raw Juice menu for yourself and heal your body from the inside. PureRawJuice.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really, every weekend has the potential to be a Star Wars weekend, especially since we watched no Star Wars on May the 4th. It was our first full day on the Big Island in Hawaii, and we took our longest drive. We were gone for, 13 hours, I think, on that day. We got a little excited, and that's one of my favorite Hawaii moments that I'll get to before the end of this hour. But yeah, by the time we got back to our Airbnb, we were too exhausted to watch any Star Wars. So May the 4th came and went with not much of an acknowledgement, except Bob. He wasn't Bob on the spot. No, he wasn't Johnny on the spot. He was Bob on the spot. He actually gave me a Star Wars bookmark with a couple of clips of the original Return of the Jedi film, believe it or not.
That was elite from him.
But I also feel guilty 2 years in a row that he's given me a gift on May the 4th, Star Wars Day, and I've not returned the favor. Is that terrible?
Next year, maybe?
Right. Okay. So now that he's as into it as I am, I wouldn't say it was a deal breaker for us to get married, but I'm thrilled that he's adopted Star Wars now as his own nerdy favorite. Yeah. So he also loves the Bourne movies. And so at some point, we'll have to go back and watch those.
What, Mission Impossibles?
Oh, well, he's into those now. Yeah. We watched the most recent MI a couple of weekends ago. So yes, every weekend has the potential to be a Star Wars weekend, though heavens, if you all could see the yard at my house right now, oh my gosh, we mowed right before we left for Hawaii, but that was 3 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago now. And the yard looks like a jungle. And it's been rain. So we were going to mow when we got back this week, but it's rained every day. I really miss Hawaii weather. It's rained every day since we got back, and the grass just keeps getting taller and taller. Jay, I'm not kidding. 6 inches is probably the shortest grass we have in our front yard.
Wow.
And it's pollen season, so that damn pollen is everywhere. Ugh. My car is yellow, right? Princess Leia's yellow, but it's not just that. It's the gobs of that brown pollen crap that comes off the trees and just clumps everywhere.
Ruins everything.
Oh, it does. It's the worst. I'm not allergic to pollen, but I just can't stand how it looks everywhere. So I'm anxious to mow it up. I don't think it makes good fertilizer. Anyway, yeah, we have yard work in our future this weekend, but maybe I can convince Bob that we should take a break and watch some Star Wars as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. Happy, happy Friday. It's May 17th, and coming up in 15 minutes ish here on the show. Our friend Matt Adams of the Golf Channel and Fairways of Life. He will join us after the opening round of the PGA Championship. And Matt's not only a longtime friend of mine, we've known each other for 20 plus years, but he's also very respected, longtime golf insider. His specialty is equipment. He's written books, Fairways of Life. He's got his own successful radio show. He's done a ton of TV. So he's very well versed in golf. And I always learn something when we have him on the show. But right now, it actually seems like the golf itself is secondary, even at a major. And that's what we've heard from guys like Max Homa, who's pretty open about how distressing it is that they're alienating golf fans with all of this, what he calls business talk.
I think if you spend a lot of time on the internet, it does feel like golf's crumbling, professional golf. It's tough to decipher because when we're on the grounds of events, it's amazing. Last week at Quail Hollow was awesome. Felt no different. Bay Hill felt no different. The players felt no different. So it's odd. It doesn't feel like it's dying, yet you hear a lot of very valid complaints on the internet. So I think it's very troubling. I don't like where it's going. It's got to be exhausting to be a casual golf fan at this point in time. I don't know why you would want to hear about the business side of this game. As a fan of other sports, I do not care about the business side of what the Lakers and Dodgers are doing.
You don't care about salary caps, guaranteed money, contract extensions. Interesting.
That's weird because I care about all that stuff.
Right, I do too, but I do often wonder. I'll be honest, Jay. Sometimes I wonder, do we focus too much on the business of sports where other people don't care as much? We're immersed in it, and it's fascinating to us. And I would say that probably in the NFL, people care more about the business deals that are done. But I don't know that your average casual fan cares about salary cap and how much money every player is making. Now, the eye-popping numbers, like the Patrick Mahomes contract, the Mike Trout contract, some of these deals that are 13 years, mm-hmm. just ridiculous. I think those are noteworthy, and the casual fans care about those because they're just jarring, right? Like to our senses as
the 13 year contracts, the baseball ones are massive.
It's crazy, right?
Look at Ohtani's.
Yeah, right. Ohtani's contract, great idea. It's the most recent one, but for the most part, I don't know that people care about every. But like, here's a great example. I often wonder when I talk about the franchise tag. Are there a lot of people out there who have no idea what that is and couldn't care less? Because it's pretty nuanced, the rules of the franchise tag.
If you're a casual football fan who just watches on Sunday, maybe plays fantasy football, you might not exactly know what that means or how that can affect a team or a salary cap. So, but it is a fascinating part of the game. It's a part of building a team.
But I honestly think that the business side of sports in the NFL is far more interesting and far more widely accepted and talked about than any other sport. I don't know all the rules. I could look them up, of course, but I don't know all the rules of NBA contracts.
Oh, there's so many with the bird rights.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Like the max deals that you can offer or can't offer and when and how and who's eligible for what. Same thing with Major League Baseball, the arbitration stuff. I think that's too in the weeds for most fans because it's, and for our purposes on the radio, it's really hard to even talk about on the radio because it's so technical. And so, but I do think the NFL is the aberration, not the rule, where people are far more informed about, I mean, think about coaching staffs. We know coordinators. We know position coaches. Gosh, we know officials in the NFL. We're so immersed in the NFL as fans that we want all the details that we can get. And I think that includes the business. But when it comes to Max Homa and his point about golf, I think it's true. How many people right now, the second the merger, PGA Live, is mentioned, it's a year later. How many people are like, click. That's it. They don't want to hear anything about it.
At this point, right. It's just dragging on. There seems to be no sort of resolution.
No progress.
Or anything.
Right.
They're not cutting ties, and they're also not gaining, so they're just kind of stuck in this middle ground.
Well, because it's a sham.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I've told
you.
Said
that a year or two ago.
It's a sham.
I mean, we both were fascinated by this story when it first happened. I mean, it was a major thing. It was an entire, it's like the MLB. It's like half the players of the MLB went to go play in this other league. That's exactly what happened to golf. And I don't know. Now it's kind of just ruined the whole thing now at this point.
Top flight. It's top flight. Speaking of baseball, by the way, and Shohei Ohtani, his bobblehead night was Thursday, and this is kind of fascinating. Jay looked up the details, apparently caused this major LA traffic jam. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of bobbleheads available, but only 1,700 in the road Dodgers uniform, and those are now on eBay and the internet, and they're selling for hundreds of dollars, even though the price has gone up. Because there were only so many of them, a limited edition. Honestly, that's not something that I get really excited about. I'm not much of a collector of those things. But yeah, Shohei Ohtani, the fanfare around bobblehead night. They did lose, but there was a lot of buzz at Dodger Stadium.
Just overall, very nice view. Exciting to have a lot of fans in the stands and very appreciative that they all came.
That's not Ipe Mitsuhara. He is currently waiting to plead guilty in his theft and fraud and embezzlement and you're the worst person on the planet trial.
I still don't know what's going on there. I've heard new developing stuff where he's
don't
not
start
facing
rumors.
30 years now. He could face only 3 to 4. I don't know.
Don't start rumors. Don't do it.
Is he the fall guy? Still not sure.
I wonder if Caitlin Clark was the best thing ever to happen to Ipe Mitsuhara. Because remember the timing of all of this? The Ipe news broke. It was mid-March, right, when they were playing in...
It was the second game of the Korea series.
Right.
So, March 23rd, something like that?
Yeah,
maybe?
So that was mid-March, or I guess third week in March. And it was the story in sports for days and days. Just because people right away were having a hard time wrapping their brains around the fact that Shohei Ohtani could have known nothing about what we now know is $17 million disappearing. And there are still people who say there's no way he didn't know. He's absolutely involved. We don't believe him now. Anyway, right on, like, as that's all playing out, March Madness is heating up. And people are getting more and more into Caitlin Clark and the Iowa run. And, of course, the record viewership for both men's and women's basketball. So I honestly think that the tournament, both men's and women's, because UConn repeated, but Caitlin Clark, that essentially buried the Ipe Mitsuhara story until we had details, you know, like a few weeks later about the fact that he was going to plead guilty and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So she came on the scene. She actually buried a lot of stories in sports, to be perfectly honest. Now she's in the WNBA. Last night, 17,274 fans inside the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis for the Fever home debut. They got skunked by the New York Liberty. Liberty were in the finals last year. They lost to the Aces. But they've got two former number one picks of their own in Sabrina Ionescu as well as Breanna Stewart, who in my opinion is the best player in the WNBA. She's the reigning MVP. She's won the award multiple times. Another one of the UConn products. Anyway, if I'm Christy Sides, so Caitlin had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Fewer turnovers. She did not speak after the game, though she was pretty fired up. Beforehand, her Iowa coach, Lisa Bluter, was there courtside, and she was all fired up to see Caitlin play for the first time in the pros. So, yeah, there was a lot of buzz inside the stadium or inside the arena, but they were terrible. They missed a ton of shots, easy shots, too. So maybe some nerves there. They're still trying to find their rhythm offensively. But Breanna Stewart took them to school. I mean, she was terrific. Sabrina didn't even have a great game, but Breanna, both ends of the court, she was overwhelming. Way too much to handle for the Fever and the young players. But the thing that annoyed me the most, you may not be able to control if your shots fall, but for heaven's sakes, you can put a body on someone and box out. Too many times, I actually got really annoyed watching the Fever just stand around, whether they're in the paint or outside the paint, not put a body on anyone, not box out, not pursue the ball. Oh my gosh, Dennis Rodman turning over in his, well, he's not in the grave, but Dennis Rodman, he could teach them a thing or two about rebounding. It was terrible. So that's half the battle, is just taking care of the little things. And sure, they cut down on the turnovers. I gotta say, as much as those fans were thrilled to watch Caitlin, again, didn't shoot well, she saw double teams, so she's getting a lot of attention from opposing defenses, of course. That's what's going to happen as the overall number one pick. You're not catching anyone by surprise. I mean, Caitlin's a very well-known commodity, and there are a lot of women in the WNBA that want nothing better than to, quote-unquote, put her in her place. Kind of like a pass rusher with a rookie quarterback in the NFL who's gotten a lot of hype. For instance, Caleb Williams. Oh, there's going to be plenty of defenders who are more than happy to welcome him to the NFL rudely.
I'm going to kill him.
So that's what's going on with Caitlin right now. So she got some good looks. She's still struggling to find her stroke in the WNBA. But how about just rebound? How about just tell your locker room, you rebound, you stay on the court. That's what I'd be doing if I were Christy Sides, the head coach of the Fever.
We are a young team, and it's still a process. But at the end of the day, you have to have some pride. And I just feel like tonight, like, we've got to do a better job of, you know, we had 17,000 fans here tonight. And we can't thank them enough. I mean, awesome fans. It got really loud when we cut it to 11. They were yelling defense, and that's exactly what it was. We've got to do a better job. We've got to make the fans proud, you know, with what we put on the floor. And I will take it. We didn't do that tonight. And that's unacceptable.
I kind of worried about her and her voice because it's only game two. She got a long way to go. But that's what Lisa Bluter sounded like at the end of their championship run or their national championship game. She had no voice. Well, Christy's starting out that way. It's, I don't know, is it another byproduct of coaching Caitlin Clark?
You would think you wouldn't have to yell at her that much, right?
Right. So sell out crowds for these games, though. And the other teams are benefiting, too. Let's be honest. In fact, we've already got four other teams in the WNBA who are moving their games against the Fever to NBA arenas because they want to be able to sell more tickets. So I think Debbie Antonelli, who was on the broadcast last night on Amazon Prime, she's calling it Clarkonomics. It's terrific. I do hope that the fans will give some grace to this young team and to Clark herself as she tries to get acclimated. Remember, she's not had a break since her own season and the Final Four, the awards circuit, everything that happened with her in terms of the draft and all the interview requests. One of her teammates is Katie Lou Samuelson, who's actually coming back from having a baby herself and is working to get back in shape. You know, they're trying to make sure that Caitlin stays encouraged and that her spirits are not dampened by these first couple games.
People are playing her hard. People are playing her aggressively. We can do a better job of trying to help her get some space and help her get some freedom. But, you know, we trust her and we want to keep figuring out how to work with her in the best way. And like I said, I think we can continue to help her get some space because teams are really, really, really hounding her full court, 94 feet. So we got to do some stuff as a unit to just flow better with that.
So, yeah, it's only two games. Christy already doesn't have a voice. People, Jay was telling me, I don't know why Jay was monitoring the internet during this game, but he was. He was telling me that people were calling for Bluter to replace Sides.
It's happening a lot.
Coach after two games. Really quick, before our break, Rob's in Connecticut. Rob, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
One of those nights where I couldn't sleep, and I put Alexa on. I always listen to WGR 550 because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, the game sevens, definitely overtime. I'm a hockey fan, so it's like going into overtime, game seven, that's the most suspenseful and exciting time for me. I love it. But you were bringing up, speaking of deja vu, Monday Night Football last year, Buffalo played the Jets, and there was a gentleman on the Buffalo Bills named Leonard Floyd, and he is now playing with the 49ers. How ironic, deja vu. So I'm wondering, how will Aaron Rodgers feel when he looks across the line of scrimmage and sees Leonard Floyd on Monday Night Football again?
Right? Oh my gosh. Right? He's the one who sacked Aaron. And even though it wasn't a sack that tore his Achilles, the way he planted, that's what tore his Achilles. Oh my gosh, that's a great
fun fact. Right?
Yeah.
And thank you taking me back to Star Wars, because I actually, I think it was, what, 1978 when that came out in the movie theater?
I think Star Wars, the original New Hope, was 77.
Yeah, 77. I saw it in the movie theater.
Nice.
I'm giving away my age. Yes.
Well,
Oneonta, New York.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I did not, obviously, see it in a movie theater, but I love that you did. And, yeah, we're big Star Wars nerds here on the show.
That's awesome. But, hey, thank you very much. But yes. I figured I'd bring that up. It is ironic that Leonard Floyd is going to be playing again Monday night.
What are the chances?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, what are the chances he gets highlighted by the broadcast over and over again?
Hey, we'll just see how he does all year, you know?
Anything better than four snaps? Just anything's better than four snaps.
Yeah, gotcha. One other thing I have to mention.
Okay, real quick.
You know, everybody is, there's a lot of people that do not like the New York Giants all jersey because they're celebrating 100 years.
No.
Right?
No.
And a lot of it, they think it's ugly and this and that. I personally don't care because I don't have to wear the uniform. So they get paid millions to wear it. I don't think they really care either. But
all right. Gotcha.
Oh, well. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great weekend. Oh, no. As soon as he said New York Giants, I was like, we're going so well. And then,
it was good.
If he said New York Rangers, well, then maybe people might have not had their eyes roll back
in
their
heads. People might mistake these new Giants uniforms for the Canadians. So that's what they look like.
No one cares. It's May and no one cares. All right, coming up, our friend Matt Adams of Golf Channel and Fairways of Life. We've asked him this before, but what is the state of golf right now, especially given some of the darker comments from golfers themselves? It's After Hours with a
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Kramer. Today, let's talk about juicing. It is not some new kind of health craze. Juicing is a fantastic on-the-go healthy food option that anybody can fit into their lifestyle. And it tastes good. Pure Raw Juice has the information, the know-how, and of course, the countless delicious alternatives to fast food. They've even got a full line of cold coffee brews. Now, 10 locations all throughout Baltimore let Pure Raw Juice inspire you to take the first steps to healthy eating habits or even try a juice cleanse. See the full Pure Raw Juice menu for yourself and heal your body from the inside. PureRawJuice.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Amy Lawrence, happy Friday.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's a great start to a big tournament. One I'm always, obviously always going to take, and it's just Thursday. That's about it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All right. If I shot a 62 anywhere, at any point, doesn't have to be the opening round of a major, I think I would be a little more excited than Xander Schauffele. But that's the second time doing it in a major, so maybe it's becoming old hat. It's Thursday. That's it. He's got a slight lead atop the board there at the PGA Championship, Valhalla in Louisville. As we head into the tee times for Friday, round two, we're pleased to welcome our friend, longtime golf insider, Matt Adams from Golf Channel and Fairways of Life with us here After Hours on, it's now Infinity Sports Network, Matt. So I don't know if you caught that change. Doesn't really mean anything else, just a new name. Would you be as nonchalant if you fired a 62 in a major?
What's going on, Amy? I think you have to take a look at it relative to the field. Because the golf course is so receptive, because the golf course is so wet, and the prospects are for more of that, I'm sure we'll be talking about it here in the next few minutes today. So the players are firing at the pins. So his natural disposition is not to be exuberant. He is upon victory, whether we're talking about his Olympic gold medal, whether we're talking about at Ryder Cups, though rare, whether we're talking about President's Cup, et cetera. It's common that you'll see Xander Schauffele with the big cigar and, you know, him just enjoying the moment. But in the midst of the moment, I can see Xander Schauffele doing exactly what he's doing, where everyone is saying, you know what, it's just round one. He shot a 62 today. To be honest with you, Amy, with the conditions, I think somebody could go out and shoot in the low 60s again today, maybe even better, because of the way the conditions are before them. And it's not just because of the rain. There's other factors to it as well. So I can see why he's playing it cautious, as he should, after around 162, because this event just started. It's nowhere near its conclusion. And whether he'll be atop the leaderboard, even though right now he is enjoying he's tied the largest margin after the first round of the PGA Championship all time with 3-stroke lead. It's very, very likely to be challenged by many because of what they're facing from a golf course offering.
What other factors leading to that, Matt?
Well, part of it is they changed the grass. So you have this Zoysia grass instead of the bent. And Zoysia grass tends some golfers will say it's almost as if the ball is up on a tee. So it's easier to put spin on the ball around the green. So not only do you have soft greens that the cliche is that they're firing darts at, and they are, but if you miss the greens, and I'm talking about a relative miss, not a massive miss where you're in the rough, even though some players said, yeah, the ball seemed to kick up in the rough, that's hit or miss. But if you're close enough to the greens that it's sitting up on that Zoysia grass and you're getting more spin on it, and then the fairways, it's also sitting up for the players. The players love Zoysia grass. So that in combination with the soft conditions, where Zoysia gets tough, and this will happen, watch it come the end of the weekend on Sunday in particular, and I think they're going to be playing more than 18 holes on Sunday, is when it finally starts to dry out. And again, this is all relative. I don't think the golf course is going to get dry for the whole week. But when it's more dry, starts to dry out, then that Zoysia tends to just grab the ball and you don't get the release that you get. But on a soft golf course where there's a lot of rain, it doesn't matter what kind of grass it is, everyone's going to get the same amount of release. It's basically going to stop in the region in which it hits. So what does that do? They're all long, right? it's a huge golf course. It's a massive plot of land. This golf course can play in excess of 7,600 yards, but they've all got length to them. So when it gets wet, it expands the effective width of the fairway because it's not hitting the fairway and running through in the rough. It's hitting and stopping. They're going to have longer clubs into the greens than they traditionally would have. Sometimes, you know, a 5 or 4 irons or what have you, hybrids into these greens. There's a par 3 that's in excess of 250 yards. Yeah, but these, again, the best players in the world. So whatever they're hitting to a green that's also catching it like a mitt. So there's a lot of reasons that go into it, the weather, the primary reason, but it all adds up to the fact that the golf course is there for the taking.
I hope I am not the only person listening to you that had never heard the term Zoysia grass before. I actually Googled it in case people are wondering. It's spelled Zoysia. Matt Adams is with us as we head toward round 2 of the second major of the year, Valhalla. It's a golf course they're familiar with for the PGA Championship. I want to play this Max Homa soundbite for you. I'm sure you've heard it, but just for other people who haven't, about the state of golf right now and the fact that still we're seeing major declines in viewership for golf tournaments.
I think if you spend a lot of time on the internet, it does feel like golf's crumbling, professional golf. It's tough to decipher because when we're on the grounds of events, it's amazing. Last week at Quail Hollow was awesome, felt no different. Bay Hill felt no different. The players felt no different. So it's odd. It doesn't feel like it's dying, yet you hear a lot of very valid complaints on the internet. So I think it's very troubling. I don't like where it's going. It's got to be exhausting to be a casual golf fan at this point in time. I don't know why you would want to hear about the business side of this game. As a fan of other sports, I do not care about the business side of what the Lakers and Dodgers are doing.
What's your reaction to Max's comments, especially the use of the word crumbling?
Well, I don't have a problem with him using the word crumbling because he's dealing with perceptions. He's talking about the eye roll when people say, hey, has the PGA Tour done a deal with that other tour, LIV? And the guy sitting across the table or woman go, who cares? What are you talking about? Where Max is incorrect, though, is the fact that there's a perception of negativity that comes from social media. Not that social media is anything but a pool of negativity. I mean, we all know that, you know, the armchair warriors. But the reality is you can't judge any sporting event or any major event just by gate traffic. Gate traffic, even if you're talking about this week where you're talking about hundreds of thousands, pales by comparison to who and what you're going to get when it comes to mass media, shows like yours. the television rights holders, the broad, that is where the real people speak, right? And the real people are speaking on week to week on the PGA Tour. Ratings are down by average of 20%+. So what that's saying is that the people are going, you know what? The fields are diluted because you have stars that have been cherry-picked away to one tour. And then you've got also on the PGA Tour events that are signature events, which have been elevated to bigger, more important events than the other event. But then you have the other event, and the people go, well, you tell me again why you want me vested in this event when you said it's not as important as that event within your same season, within your regular season. Do that in any other sport, Andy. Do that in the NBA. Do that in Major League Baseball. Do that in NHL hockey. Have a tournament, have a game on Tuesday, and then say, well, this game's important, but it's not as important as the game on Thursday. Okay, you're telling me where to invest my passion and where I should be paying attention, because what stars are left of the PGA Tour are playing guaranteed in those bigger events. Now, having said all that, there is still one player that, as they say, moved the needle. That's what they've said about Tiger Woods forever. But when he won at Charlotte, Rory McIlroy had ratings that were up 34% over the prior year. So, yes, golf fans are turning away for a variety of reasons, the chief reasons being that the stars have been diluted from the event. However, when there is that one star that they're vested in, that they're interested in, and they are with Rory McIlroy, they still come back, and they came back in droves. So I thought that that was actually a very helpful and hopeful thing from the standpoint of the game of golf. But I think it comes down to those reasons, not based upon people reacting group negativity from social media.
Gotcha. Is Rory the only one who can do that? By the way, he's four shots back going into round two, but is he the only one that can get that reaction now, minus Tiger, since we know he's not golfing on a regular basis?
He's the only one that we've seen so far. You've got a lot of stars on LIV. But LIV, and I think LIV will probably be trying to get a television contract that works better for them moving down the road. But for whatever reason, and part of it is also admittedly because of their international schedule, they are not attracting the ratings. And I think it's because people try it, they look at it, they go, they don't understand it yet. There hasn't been enough time. It's going to take some time. So that turns the focus to the PGA Tour. There are players on the PGA Tour that I think can capture the imagination. I think the PGA Tour is investing all of their time and honestly money in the established players. The players that, you know, whether we're talking about Justin Thomas or whether we're talking about Ricky Fowler or, yes, or Rory McIlroy, they're saying, no, they're the stars. We know what we're getting. We're going to invest our time there. I think they're missing out on an opportunity. I think that if people got to know players like, say, a Jake Knapp, you may not even recognize that name, but if they got to know players like that even better, then they'd start to vest, have an interest in the second generation of PGA Tour players. But right now, what we're seeing from the sport, and I guess this, in a sense you can almost understand this because of all the things that are swirling around it, is that the sport is being very reactionary. The decisions that are being made in the game right now, to me, kind of speak of fear in as much as they speak of real strategy.
Matt, before I let you go, we're starting to hear from players. We know one guy on the PGA board resigned over it. Seems like the merger is kind of DOA at this point. Do you actually believe it's going to go through?
I do eventually believe that it's going to go through. I think it's going to hit a rocky patch along the way. But this is professional sport, and I believe that the thing that trumps emotions and agendas and squabbles within a board, et cetera, is money. And the person and entity that they're negotiating with, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, has more of that to dole out than anybody on the other side of the table. So I do believe that eventually they're going to get a deal done, and they're going to get a deal done because the economics, the money, is going to trump everything else.
Just out of curiosity, are fans still showing up in the same numbers at events? Is it just the TV viewership that's down, not the fans actually showing up to watch the tournaments?
They're showing up in the numbers that they've always shown up. And the reason being is that when you have someone show up at an event, like any event, any sporting event, you have a core participant there. That's a person that bought their tickets well in advance because they live in the area or they love a particular player, then it's going to be there. Whatever the motivation is, they're going to be there. Those people are there. when you have television, which means somebody in Des Moines is watching an event that's taking place in, say, New Jersey, that's a fan, casual fan, could be a core golf fan, but not enough so to show up in person. That's the person that's making the decision that on that day, they'd rather do something else.
Gotcha. All right. Lots of drama. Some good, some bad. But golf has got to find its way through here. So find Matt Adams on Twitter at Matt Adams FOL. So that's Fairways of Life. He's got his radio show every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern.
8 a.m. Eastern, yeah, radio and TV now, but looking forward to getting ready.
All right, and also Golf Channel. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, especially this early, Matt. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. See ya.
Matt's, he's got such great insight, and I love that he pulls no punches. So it's good to know that fans are still showing up at the events, still buying the tickets to walk the fairway, or not the fairways, but walk behind the ropes and watch their favorite golfers. But yeah, the TV ratings, they're so far down. It reminds me of what NASCAR went through going back now, say, 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. And it's getting confusing and it's getting convoluted for a lot of fans. In addition to that, you know, he says there's this one guy, just the one guy that can still move the needle. So, all right, let's cheer for Rory then. It's crazy though, right?
Can't live.
There's so many good young American players. For instance, Jordan Spieth. Remember when he won the Masters for the first time? I thought he would be the next big American face of golf. Like, I thought he was going to, I wouldn't say replace Tiger, but he was going to pick up that mantle and carry it. And then he had some near misses, and then he really hit a patch where he struggled. So Rory it is.
Ricky Fowler was a guy who people thought years ago could have taken off, hasn't won anything.
Well, just not majors.
Majors-wise. Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, good to have you with us. Happy Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I have no desire to hop on a plane and fly 11 hours again, but I wouldn't mind reliving some of my favorite parts of Hawaii. Jay keeps using Hawaiian music that can be so calming. Actually, there are a bunch of towns, little towns that we got into just driving around the island that were more country. Because, so Paniolo is Hawaiian cowboy. They have a great farming and ranching tradition in different parts of the Big Island, including up on the mountain of Kohala, where they've got ranches, cattle ranches, as well as horse farms. It's amazing. And so when we were having our Hawaiian barbecue, you know, it was cows and horses all around. And they actually were playing country music, not Hawaiian music. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Great stuff on this edition of the show. We've been asking you, is there a better phrase in sports than Game 7? I just saw one that caught my attention on Facebook. Are you ready? And then I'll give you my top four moments, top four memories from Hawaii. Lisa on Facebook wrote, "The Browns win the Super Bowl," in all caps, except problem is that's not a thing. No one's ever said that in sports, so we can't actually count that as a legitimate phrase that's better than Game 7.
Good try.
We can, however, say the Cavaliers won the NBA title. They won the NBA championship. Okay, so find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, you can answer that question. Better phrase than Game 7. I think the most popular competition that you're offering would be either Game Over or Sudden Death, which is amazing. Sudden Death and Game 7. Oh, that puts a pit in your stomach. So good to hear from many of you. Thank you again for all your kind words about my honeymoon and about how much you missed me, and also for asking about my mom in Houston. If you missed it earlier, they did not have power as of last night, but they're not alone. Apparently, there are roughly a million customers in the Houston area because of the storms that don't have power or didn't last night. My mom had a tree fall on their roof a couple weeks ago, put a couple holes in their roof, and so they do have a tarp over part of the roof that's damaged, but they were dry last night, even with the storms coming through. All right, so you waited, you've asked, but you've waited patiently. I will have photos this weekend, probably on my blog, but my top four moments in Hawaii, my top four memories that I will treasure. Pearl Harbor is definitely in the top four. It was a powerful experience. I'll never forget it. It was somber. People were respectful. To be out there and be on the memorial that is over the top of the USS Arizona, to be able to see the sunken ship and to know what happened there, that moved me in a really powerful and emotional way. So Pearl Harbor is the reason we went to Honolulu in the first place. And I'm so glad we were able to spend a morning there before it got really busy. And while we were there, we also hiked Diamond Head and hiked the Cocoa Head Crater. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's 1,054 steps straight up. Just Google it. You'll see the photos, but I'll share some of mine as well. So Pearl Harbor is in my top memories. Also, South Point. And this to me is super cool because it's the southernmost point in the entire United States. Nothing between you, if you're standing on South Point, nothing between you and Antarctica except water. How cool is that? And it was a really rocky area, so it was kind of neat because the waves were crashing. It was a busy day with the waves, not a calm day there at South Point. It was just awesome to know that there was nothing stretching in front of you except for water all the way to Antarctica, the southernmost point of the U.S. And after South Point, the same day that we did South Point, and there were some really cool cliffs and wind turbines and all kinds of stuff, we actually saw one woman. So it's 100 feet up on this one section of cliff. My husband is afraid of heights, so he was taking pictures of me as I was on the edge of the cliffs taking photos, but he would not go any closer. There was one woman. She gave him heart palpitations. She was jumping off because apparently the water goes, it goes really deep. So she just jumped off, and I thought he was going to have a heart attack just watching her jump into the water. It was pretty calm around that corner, just not at South Point. So anyway, South Point was amazing. I loved it. The nature of it, just the point at which you know that there's nothing else between you and Antarctica but water. So then we walked to what is a rare phenomenon, a green sand beach. Here's where we did our dumb tourist move. It was over lava rock. It was our first day on the Big Island. We didn't really understand how rocky and rough the terrain could be. So we walked 2.5 miles there, 2.5 miles back in water shoes. Oh yeah, we both had blisters, my pedicure completely torn up. His water shoes had near holes in them by the time we got back. Dumb tourist move. From that point on, anywhere we had to go over lava rock, even to hike, say, 10 minutes to a beach or a shore point, hiking boots or sneakers. Yeah, that was dumb. I kept saying that we were grumpy too. Oh my gosh. First full day on the Big Island, we're grumpy as heck because our feet hurt. We keep kicking lava rock through our water shoes. oh yeah, not a good idea. And we just imagined, or I did, that people were laughing at us, dumb tourists. However, the green sand beach was super cool. The pictures are awesome. It was worth it. Just, I wish we had not worn our water shoes for a 5-mile round trip hike over lava rock and rough terrain. We were stubborn though. There were people offering rides in the back of their pickup, but they were going to make us pay for it. So we're like, nope, we'll walk.
Well, that's on you.
Yep. Also, the black sand beaches, those were amazing too. And my first black sand beach that we walked in, sea turtles. So we got up pretty close to sea turtles and got to see them kind of trying to make their way off the rocks back out into the water. That was pretty amazing. So those are all highlights from Hawaii. But I would be lying if I made anything else my top Hawaii moment other than swimming with the dolphins. This was a gift from my husband for my birthday. It was the single most amazing 45 minutes of any vacation I've ever had. And I've had an encounter with a bald eagle before out on the South Carolina coast. It was awesome, Jay. The dolphins were chatty. They were doing tricks. They were fun. They obviously, they would lay there and let you pet them, and just the soft, well, soft. It was smooth. You know, their skin. It was amazing. And they got to pull us through the water, which was awesome. So you really were swimming. I have a photo of a dolphin kissing me. Uh-huh. That makes me special. I'll share it if I think you're special at some point. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.